A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Be on your guard. Don't let yourselves become occupied with food and drink and with the worries of this life, or that day may suddenly catch you like a trap. For it will come down on every living human being on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm sure we have all had the experience and the privilege of watching and waiting, particularly watching and waiting at the bedside of a dying friend or family member. In our grief, we watch with them and pray for that last breath before they enter into eternal life. And it's at times like this we realize there really is nothing else to think about except to pray for that moment when the person will breathe their last and be called into the fullness of life with God. It is then we need to stand with confidence before the Son of God. Today's reading calls us to stand with this confidence. As disciples, we are challenged not to be preoccupied with food and drink, the worries of this life. The call is to be awake and ready. Being awake in this sense is about being present to God, being aware that it is in God we live and move and have our being. I think this standing in God with confidence conveys something of a sense of looking Jesus in the eye with integrity and knowing we are in harmony. Yes, we are one. Jesus is also telling us yet again not to worry, not to worry about what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear. Life is more than such matters. We are called to be awake, awake to the real matters of life, which are about being ready. Ready, set, go. We hear that little phrase whenever a race is beginning. Ready, set, go. And as I think about being ready and watching and waiting, I'm taken to another scripture passage when Jesus said to his friends on the night before his death, "Could you not stay awake and watch with me?" Yes. In his hour of need, Jesus wanted to know that at least his friends were on the watch with him. And today he says the same to us, his disciples and friends. Watch and pray with me. So no matter what the trauma and turmoil of life surrounding us, the presence of God invites us to watch and pray with confidence in the face of all the disasters which are part of life. The readings of the past few days have placed before us the reality of the end times, coming near the end of the liturgical year. In the time of Jesus, people were much more aware of end times. And we too, like them, are surrounded by wars and destruction, destruction caused from natural elements. And yet we don't tend to associate such events with the final coming of Christ. However, the truth of the matter is, we do not know the day or the hour when the moment of death will happen. As you heard in the Gospel, it will spring suddenly like a trap. Wow. When that time comes, please God, we will not feel trapped. Rather, we will feel freed. Freed to enter into the joy of God after a life of praying for the grace to be ready as we watch and wait. So today, on this, the last day of the liturgical year that the Church places before us, this reading, be attentive, awake, pray, and be ready for God. Let us stand with confidence. I once heard a little phrase which said, standing, or to stand, is the posture of the redeemed. So let us stand with our heads erect and stand tall, knowing that indeed we have confidence in our God. Blessings on this last day of the year, and Happy New Year tomorrow.